Taylor Watch. Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Thursday.
Woohoo! Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday from the Bang Girls.
From the Bangers.
We have new bangs on the streets.
We got two.
G got her haircut.
Yeah, one thing we need more of is a bitch with bangs talking about Taylor Swift.
Right, there aren't enough bitches with bangs talking about Taylor Swift. No. And that is a problem in society. And thankfully, we are solving that crisis
one
haircut at a time. You look fabulous.
Thank you.
What was the thought, the urge, the switch?
I feel like I've always wanted bangs.
Yeah.
Like, I just would post, like, on my close friend stories all the time. Like, whenever I was, like, really hungover, I'd just always be like, I want a bob, and I want bangs.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I was just going through Pinterest the other day, just looking at some wispy bang
Pinterest
looks.
Pinterest will make you get bangs every time.
Oh, totally.
Like, if you are on Pinterest, you will get bangs.
Because they're always, like, perfectly cut, like, looking amazing. Yeah. So, I scheduled a hair appointment, and then kind of, like, last second was like, and what if I did, like, wispy bangs? Mm-hmm. And he was like, ooh, I love it. So we did it, and at first I hated it, and I'm growing to like it a lot. So
it's an adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
I love how we're talking about this as if it's like a but it is. It's a major.
No, it is, because like
I said this before, like, when I cut my hair like this, I hadn't had bangs since like sixth grade. Mm. That was the first time I ever tried bangs. And to be honest, I fucking loved it even then.
Ooh.
But it was too much work, like 6 a.m. in the morning trying to, like,
a 9-year-old.
Right. Yeah. Like, I was young, and I was like already taking too much time getting ready in the morning. So it was just like kind of a hassle. Now as an adult, it's just like, I'll be late for work then.
I am.
I was saying that it's not a haircut, it's a lifestyle.
Mm,
it really
is.
Like, it kind of changes your mood. Like, it kind of makes
I'm
more mysterious than I was
yesterday.
No, literally,
I feel like I'm mysterious. Like,
I think it's because your hair is, like, right here, and you can, like, kind of see it. So you're I'm hidden.
And I smoked, and I was, like, chilling on my couch, and I was like, it felt like there was, like, a roof on my head. I was
that,
like,
is what it feels like.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like you're, like, wearing a hat.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What's happening here?
And I was like, I just kept fucking with them.
Always.
And, like, playing with them. Mm. But,
I love it.
It's new apartment, new me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so bad bitch vibes.
I'm going to start, like, lurking around in, like, libraries and bookstores. And maybe I'll smoke a cigarette.
Hell yeah. yes, these are the kind of bitches I need in my life. It's perfect. It's so perfect. But it is, isn't it? It's like that feeling of, like, I just need something fresh, I need something
mm-hmm.
new.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just want to make a drastic change, and it doesn't matter. Like, it's, you know, bangs get a bad rep. People think that you only get bangs when you're, like, you know, on the cusp. Or
five, if you're, like, having a mental breakdown.
Or if you're,
breakdown,
like, dying. Yeah, like, something's going on, whatever. But not always.
Sometimes no mental breakdown, honestly. Like,
no.
It just kind of happened.
You've been chilling.
Yeah.
So you're not. Mm.
No.
I wasn't concerned. When you sent it to me, I was like, oh, no, this is just a cute haircut. Like, I wasn't, like, call the police.
And
it
was either that or, like, something crazy. Like, I wanted to do, like, full under my hair, like, color.
Ooh.
But Francesca's getting married in 2 months.
So true.
So,
three
months. So,
and that's you being a good sister.
Thank
you.
Last thing. I didn't want to pull a Kylie Jenner at Kim Kardashian's wedding when she had, like, the icy blue hair.
That was
Kim
so wild.
Almost, yeah. So.
I know. She looked great, though.
I was
Kylie.
Like, bangs will do for now.
Bangs will do for now.
That'll cure my. You know, like, I don't know. Every, like, 6 months, I'm like, I need to do something. Like,
absolutely.
I don't know what it is.
I'm not fatigued by my hair, but I can't tell. You know, like, when your hair is long, this is the longest my hair has ever been. Probably.
Yeah, your hair is really long.
It's really long right now. And it makes you think, like, all right, I gotta, like, it's been like this for a while. Mm-hmm. I gotta switch it up, whatever. But I know, like, I've had short hair before and I loved it, but I've never done it with the bangs.
I was gonna say, I feel like I could see you do,
yeah,
like,
I thought
a bob
about it.
Moment.
I've thought about it, and because when I had it, it was so cute. But when I had it, I was also, like, 23. Mm. And I kind of think, I don't know if it would look as cute on me. Like, I feel like I'm a little, I don't want to say I'm, like, too old for, like, a bob and bangs, but I do think that, like, I will look different and it will upset me. You know
I feel
what I
like
mean?
It would fit your vibe.
It could.
I don't know.
It
I watched this girl because I'm always, I feel like everyone is kind of, I don't know if it's, like, the bob is trending or what it is. But
everyone's getting a bob right now.
Everyone's bobbing it
up. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, maybe I'll do the bangs and the bob.
Yeah.
And
then
I was like, mm-mm. I watched this girl's video because this girl got a bob and she was, and someone commented, like, how did you know that you, like,
how did
pull,
you know,
could
how
pull
did you
it
know
off?
You were ready for the bob.
No, literally.
Yeah, but really.
And she was like, honestly, like, you kind of just know yourself and you know if you can rock the bop. And I know myself. I don't think I could rock the bop. And that's okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I think that your hair length right now is perfect. It's really, really cute. And that's kind of like, mine was a little bit shorter, but then when it grew to that length, it like looked its best. I think like, again, this was years ago, but I go back and forth and I'm like, what am I going to do with it? Whatever. I think really what it is that I need to just start like fully doing my hair more. I'm always half-assing, like halfway through I'll kind of get sick of it. Same. And I'll be like, oh, whatever. Cause I know the humidity is going to make it curl up and like blah, blah, blah. But when I do my hair for real, it looks great. Yeah. So I feel like I just need to. I'm hoping that the
bangs will make me do my hair more.
Because it will. They do. I was thinking about it this morning because I was like doing my hair this morning and I was pulling out my bangs and like kind of complaining in my head about how long they are and how annoying it is and I have to get them cut. But I yesterday, and I was laughing again thinking like, my life has changed so drastically with the bangs because even when I don't want to wash my hair, which I didn't yesterday, I still have to like wash the bangs. Constantly.
But getting
like,
your bangs
doing
wet.
My bangs wet, putting a little bit of shampoo in like with just the bangs. And I like whenever I'm doing it, I feel like a freak. But I'm like, you know what? No, this is the vibe. Like this is the life.
You did that in Paris, right? Yeah, yeah. Hey, you got to do what you got to do. I do that sometimes even when I had like curtain bangs. I would wet them a little bit and just redo them.
You just got to do it. You just got to make sure you're looking fly and just feeling good. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's your hair and that's all that matters. But I wonder if you know, obviously I have to talk about Taylor Swift. She's the queen of the bangs. I wonder if she has ever thought, I'm sick of the bangs. You know what I mean? Because when she got bangs, it was a big announcement. It was like, I've got bangs now.
Yeah.
And that was
She's had bangs since 1989?
Since 1989, yeah. She's never not had bangs.
I was looking at old pictures of her from like, I don't know what era it was. I want to say maybe like pre-1989-ish. Like when she wore that like gold dress and she had the long, no bangs, long like straight hair, like the Cole eyeshadow look.
The dress is short, right?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's like kind of, it's strapless maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
That was like maybe like an AMAs or something a long time ago.
I want to say it was something like
that. Because she kind of looked like rockerish, right?
Yeah.
Like it was a little, yeah.
Oh, no,
like,
no.
Like Jenny Humphrey vibes, honestly.
I guess she did have bangs, actually. I'm wrong. And it was the AMAs. Good call.
Yeah.
I'll put
the
picture in, but she did have bangs. Oops. But I
didn't remember her with bangs in that pic.
Yeah. This is 2013, but I was like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with her hair. Obsessed with everything about that.
She, you know what though? Taylor has such good hair.
Her hair game is next level.
It really is. And I'm just like, again, go back to the thing of like, what's the skincare routine? What's the hair care routine? Mm-hmm. Like, I want to know those things. Like, you know, we see influencers all day long on TikTok, all day long everywhere, but like, she's the only person I want to know what she does for everything.
I want to just know,
she's
like,
so preserved. Like, she doesn't change. And it's like, it's exactly her. It just only gets better. And I, you know, as you know, I'm always talking, we're the same age, and I'm like, give me your fucking secrets. Like, I'm also trying to drink from the fountain of youth. Like, let me do it.
But at the end of the day, she still gets that frizz at the end, you know? She's still human like us. Like, no matter what product she uses,
doesn't matter.
You can't fight the frizz sometimes.
You can't fight the frizz, especially when your hair is curly. It's so
maybe
frustrating.
Maybe she needs the way. What do we say about ways? Like, you're too busy to be frizzy.
Too busy. Yeah.
Yep.
Too busy to be frizzy.
And, yeah.
But it is true. But so funny you brought that up. I forget if we talked about it the other day. I don't think we did. But we talked about it offline. I forget if we talked about it on the pod with the how Charles said, what if she's wearing a wig?
Oh, yeah.
Did you talk about on the pod?
I think so. And we said that if her wig
flew off. Oh, yeah.
We
were like, what if it fell off? Because it was so cold in Edinburgh and her hair wasn't curling up. And he was like, oh, my God, like, what if she's wearing a wig? And I was like, it'd be the funniest thing in the world if it flew off.
There's too much, too many external factors that could happen with a wig, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. No. It's too much of a risk. Yeah. Also, people will come for her wig. Do you see people are, like, coming for Chapel Roan for having, like, exposed lace in the front of her wig? I'm like, everyone needs to chill the fuck out.
She literally was the Statue of Liberty.
She was just in a costume.
Yeah,
like, who cares? Like, she's performing a gumball. She's not, like, just stop. People love to criticize. It's crazy.
Especially, like, up-and-coming girls. Like, I saw the TikTok of this guy, and he was like, all right, so, like, when are people going to start hating on Sabrina Carpenter? Like, it's only a matter of time before they find something that they don't like about her.
It's
so toxic. Like, and I do feel like it happens with men, too, I will say. But, like, any person that gets, like, that sudden burst of stardom, like, people are very quick to try to dull it. And it's sad.
It is sad. Well, they don't like to see a bitch on top. Mm-mm. And that's really what it is. Yep. You know, they just don't.
They hate to see a bad bitch winning.
No, they really do.
And we kind of, also, speaking of just like singers, we kind of have to eat our words because we said that there's no men releasing music. And it turns out the charts, the top charts are like all men.
Apparently the top charts are bootleg because I don't know what world. No, they're not bootleg actually.
In our head.
I'm calling them bootleg because what the fuck are these songs? You know what I mean?
It's like,
although it is, it's like, you know, Post Malone, I guess.
Yeah,
has
Post Malone and Morgan Wallen.
And Morgan
song.
Wallen, which, no wonder I don't know it.
Yeah, but I heard that. I think Sabrina beat them for number one.
She did. So she ousted herself as like number one on iTunes or Apple.
Love it.
And then she's on the charts for Espresso, obviously, still. And Please, 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 Maybe. We haven't seen like this week's.
Yeah. It says, but this is Spotify Global.
Oh, Spotify's different.
Espresso's
yeah.
number one, it says.
Oh, okay. I'm
but
talking
this
about
doesn't
that.
Even have Please, Please, Please on there.
I'm talking about that that Billboard 100, like whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it was like, it was Post Malone. Kendrick Lamar's up there, obviously, for that diss track with Drake.
Yeah, Eminem's on there.
Eminem.
Zach Bryan. Hozier, which who we love.
Hozier we love. Yeah, he can.
And
he
that
can
guy,
stay.
Tommy Richmond, with the. Million, like, I'm a doing it sooner. $1 million baby, I'm a man.
Are all these people like country people?
It's all like TikTok songs that get famous.
Oh, I hate that. Yeah. I also just am not in the country world. Like, I will, you know, if I hear a good country song that kind of makes it into mainstream, sure, I'll pop off. But I'm not a country gal. Like, the Zach Bryan song, I don't know that shit. Like,
I have lost all of my love for country. And, except Beyonce's album.
Well, Cowboy of course. Carter. Well, of course. She's the exception, not the rule. And, but yeah, so, I mean, I guess whatever, like, roll my eyes. Congrats to these men for being on the list. But
literally.
On our list, in our minds, you don't exist.
No. In our list, it's like Sabrina, Tay, Billy,
Ariana.
Chappell. Ariana, yeah.
Gracie.
I did not realize that Ariana's album, like, really didn't do that well, if I'm not mistaken. Like,
right. I'm kind of shocked by that because I do think, and this, it does suck that, like, all, you know, people are, all the girls are coming out with new music kind of around the same time and whatever, and things get lost in the shuffle when you're like a Taylor Swift super fan, because Ariana Grande's album is so good.
So
like,
good.
If I had to honestly pick, to be fair, I haven't listened to Billie's album. Like, I still haven't. Mm. I have maybe tonight I'll do it. Ariana, like, would be my choice for album of the year. Like, her songs are so good, and you can, like, the feeling behind them. And she came out with that new music video with Penn Bagley we talked about the other day. Like, I don't know. I think that she, I've definitely talked shit about Ariana Grande before.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
Generally speaking, like, just because she's messy. But at the end of the day, I still really like her.
I
and
love her.
And she's really talented.
And
I'm sure she's
love her.
It,
she has the best voice, obviously.
Oh,
and yeah,
oh,
she's gone through so much. And
she
like,
has gone through a lot.
I don't know. I don't know what it is with this album. Like, it's just so good. I don't know if it's
really
the lyricism.
Yeah.
It's just really good. The production's amazing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think so far, obviously, TTPD, Eternal Sunshine, mm-hmm. and Hit Me Hard and Soft are my favorites.
That's
so
silly,
far.
Right? Yeah.
Next level from these women. But mm-hmm. the reason why I brought up the Ariana, like, the fact that it's like not doing that well is I sent you that like chart. And like, even Lover did better in like 2024 than her album did. I don't like, and I don't know if that's even true.
That's crazy.
Let me see if I can. I thought I
never know what to trust, to be honest.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Never know because
this is like chart data,
right?
And this says best selling albums in 2024 so far in the U.S.
Yeah,
number one, Torture Poets Department. Number two, Hit Me Hard and Soft. Number three, Cowboy Carter. Number four, 1989 Taylor's Version.
Oh God.
Number five, Lover. Number six, I don't know what that is. Number seven, I don't know what that is. Number eight, Folklore. Number nine, Midnights.
Wow.
Number 10, Eternal Sunshine.
Interesting. Interesting.
So, like, how
I mean,
is
that sounds crazy.
Lover beating Eternal Sunshine?
Yeah, no. Like, I like to. That makes me sad. It makes me sad only because, like, I know that we all love, like, the old Taylor albums and whatever. And, like, what are all these things based off of? Like, streams?
Yeah. What are they based off of?
Like, who's, you know what I mean? Because I feel sad. I feel like they deserve more time in the sun. I don't think it's anybody's fault. I just wish that we were a little different.
Yeah. I feel like everyone's like, we need more music. We need like better music. We need better music. Yeah. Now we're getting so much.
We have so much good music.
A lot's getting lost in the sauce.
Absolutely. Don't let yourself get lost in the sauce because there are great songs. There are
I've
great
been bumping
videos.
Eternal Sunshine, the title track lately.
Absolutely.
So good.
Really,
I love,
really good.
Love.
My brother likes it too. Oh, I was chatting with my brother. He also loves Chappell. And so we're very excited. We're going to the Shore in a couple weeks. I'm doing like a family vacay down the shore with just my family.
So fun.
Which will be nice. We haven't done a family vacay like that in like 10 years, like something crazy. So we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see how that goes. Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be great. But it's but my brother is gonna like pick me up at the train on the way.
And fun.
And we have already have plans to blast some Chavarone.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So I'm really excited. He says he sings Hot to Go like every day. I'm like, perfect.
I'm excited for whatever she puts out next, because she teased a new song at Gov Ball, and you know she had the Good Luck Babe come out. So it seems like, Rise and Fall of Midwest Princess, or just the Rise of Midwest Princess? I don't remember what the name of the album
is. It's really long. All of her shit's so long that I kind of glaze over.
But
I still appreciate
that album. Came out like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, it's an old album.
Yeah, so I'm ready for Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess. 2023 actually it came out. So actually,
last summer.
Maybe she had a few other songs come out before, because I saw like a video of her in like 2022 or 2021, like opening, and like this is when she was really, really small.
Right.
And it's crazy to see how much like her stage presence and her vocal performance have improved.
That's incredible.
Tenfold. And so who knows? She's just going to keep getting better and better.
I did see the Big Chapel stans on Twitter crying because I guess she deleted like all of her old TikToks.
Yeah, I did see that.
Because you know she's up. Everybody knows who she is now.
Yeah, yeah.
Very famous. People will dig through your shit and try to find something wrong with you. Like and it happens like clockwork.
Yeah, she never had like anything bad.
No, it's
she
just it's had just like
some
cunty.
Pretty. Yeah. Some very cunty like jokes and stuff. You know. Yeah,
which
are
fucking hilarious. Yeah. I do wish that she would, but I understand that. I understand when you're trying to reach like a mainstream audience, it's a little different than when you're just kind of like indie, you know what I mean?
For sure.
But yeah, so, you know, keep your ears open for all the good music out there. Don't, you know, don't believe that there isn't any because there is. Mm-hmm. Also good music, Charlie XCX, and she is relevant right now because I want to, well, she's relevant all the time, but I want to, bring up something that I did not know, which will lead us into, a topic that has been alerted to us today.
Yep.
Charlie XCX has now, is Brat an album or a song? I have not looked into it. It's an album. Yep. Okay. People are saying it's for millennials, which is great. But yeah, people are like, you guys are stupid. Like, because everybody's like, oh, you're old bitches. Don't read this or don't, this isn't for you.
Huh.
And then the people online are like, you guys are stupid. This is literally for millennials. She's also my age, by the way. Like, Charlie and I are the same. So like, I haven't listened yet and I don't know about that, but that's what the streets are saying.
I guess I don't know like what type of music that like you guys listen to more in like college and stuff and like high school.
If it's anything like fancy, then it's for us.
Like, not really. Like, it's like very like, I don't know how to describe like EDM music.
So
like,
true. It's not really my style of music.
It's like it's not house. It's like techno kind of mixed with house, mixed with like, I wish I could describe like the
like
genre.
Electronic,
very electronic, very electronic.
I can't speak much further past that because I haven't listened yet, but everybody's telling me to, obviously. Yeah. Like, I don't know what I've been doing. I've just been, I'm back on my book. I'm back listening to my book. So
I'm back on the book grind too.
So I'm losing a lot of time listening
to music.
What
book are you reading?
I'm on, which one am I on? I'm doing the tandem read, but I'm giving up on the tandem read because I just like want to get one done.
So
Empire of Storms.
One is Cole's right perspective and one is Aylin's.
Kale.
Oh, Kale. I always call him Cole. Kale.
Kale.
Like, Kale. Kale. Kale.
Like chaos, but with an L.
Okay. Kale. One is Kale's perspective and one is Aylin's.
Yes.
Okay. I think I might just skip Kale's. I hate him.
It's struggling. Like I'm struggling getting through it.
I've never had a character piss me off more in my life.
He's annoying as fuck. I felt the exact same way. Like he has a you're on Queen of Shadows right now, right? This is the Throne of Glass series we're talking about.
Oh yeah,
by the way.
Sorry.
Which is so good.
So good.
So all the Sarah J. Maas books, you guys know we love her. But Kael sucks.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, he sucks. He has a good like moment in Queen of Shadows.
Okay.
He's like good in Queen of Shadows, and it's like, all right, finally you serve
because
your purpose.
He is just
so you'll
been,
hate him less by the end of the book for sure.
My God.
But right, Empire Storms is the one with all of the regular characters, you know, Selena/Aylin, whatever.
Yeah.
And Tower of Dawn is the one that's Kaol and like his journey.
Okay.
But they say to do the tandem read because it's all happening at the same time.
Okay.
And obviously they're always shifting perspectives in these books.
Yeah.
So basically it's just like adding a couple more perspectives in. So it's really not that hard to do. But because I'm listening to them, because I just can't keep buying these thick ass books.
Yeah.
So I'm like listening to them. And I have a Kindle. Oh, wait. Speaking of, I just got the cutest fucking thing for my Kindle. You're going to die.
Ooh, like a cover?
Yes. And you're going to die. Let me see if I can find it to show you. But so... I can't find it right now. I'll explain it in a second. Okay. Let me finish this thought. So... I'm like, all right, whatever. So I'm listening to them. And it was fine because it tells you which chapters to go through.
Mm.
It's like, listen to 14, 15, 16, and then switch over to the other book and listen to like 8, 9, 10. And so it's easy to like do it, but it's annoying because you can't like set an exact timer to like alert you when to switch over. Mm. And sometimes I'm, you know, I'm reading or listening and whatever, and I'm into it, but I don't notice when it's like when it changes chapters.
Okay.
I just kind of glaze over it. Most of the time, so I like kind of go past it. It's just whatever. I'm just gonna read them. I'll just listen to them both, like one after the other. I'm already halfway through. I'm halfway through both. Almost done with Empire of Storms and whatever. So, why did that even come up? Oh, because I said I've been listening to books.
Books instead of music. Yeah.
Back to Charlie XCX though. So, people are saying online that Charlie has a song where in the song she has lyrics that are like, I don't want to see her backstage at my boyfriend's show. Mm. Fingers crossed behind my back, they break up.
Yeah.
People think that has to do with Taylor and Maddie.
I don't think so.
I don't think that Charlie cares.
No.
I don't think that she's involved. However,
Now
we have the news of the day, which is that Maddie Healy and Gabriette are engaged.
Good for them.
Congrats to them.
Congrats to them.
No animosity, no whatever. But I guess Gabriette and Charlie are good friends.
Yeah.
Because Charlie is dating slash engaged, maybe? I think, I don't know.
Dating. I don't know if they're engaged. George.
The guitarist or bassist.
Yeah, one of them.
Something like that. George.
His name's George,
And so they're all friends, all together, whatever. People online are telling me that Gabriette and, I don't know how true this is, but people online are telling me that they're still kind of like making videos, making fun of Taylor. Somebody said Gabriette made a video making fun of the Bad Blood music video. I'd never saw that or heard anything about it. Someone said that. I don't know if it's true or not. Also, apparently, like, Maddie's liking, like, anti-Swifty stuff. I don't know about that either. I didn't see it with my eyeballs. People are crazy, so I don't really know all these things. However, I cannot lie when I say that the timing is...
Impeccable. Yeah. To me, based off, so, like, if you scroll through her stories, like, they went to the Charlie XCX concert.
Yeah.
Seemed like they had a very good time, and then maybe like out of a, I mean, I think
drunk.
Maddie is sober though, so I don't know. I was thinking maybe they're fucked up
Since
and they got engaged at the end.
He might be like
maybe he's California sober, but I'm like pretty sure he's like fully sober. I don't know if that's 100% true or not, but
as of like a year ago. I don't think like that must be
no,
new.
But he was doing like performance art on stage, like he would pretend to be drinking.
And
at
stuff.
Least that's what people said,
right? Okay,
but I don't know. I really don't know. But yeah, I don't. It to me, at least, I thought I was like, oh, it seemed like maybe like they had a good, fun night. So they're like, oh,
they're like,
but
let's just do this. Fuck it.
I feel like, man, like they fit each other's vibe. Good
they
for
do.
Them. Like
they
they've been dating for a while. Like
they do. His mom went on that Loose Women show in the UK, which I love, by the way. It's basically like The View, but in like England. And she said she was just like, you know, loves her, so excited, can't wait, pumped up, whatever. Said that he got. Or that he had this ring made for her.
Oh, yeah.
And,
so obviously it was like a planned thing.
So nice. Oh, she said that they had already been engaged. She didn't. I don't think she said exactly when, but I assume sometime in the last couple weeks or months, whatever. And she said that she was shocked to wake up and see it on Instagram. She was like, oh my God. So like now we're talking about it.
Okay.
But I guess so it happened. We don't know when it happened, whatever. But it's just funny.
The timing is funny. Yeah.
Because, of course, we are on this. Today is the day. If you're listening to this in the morning, keep your eyes peeled. 2:30 p.m. U.S. Or Eastern Standard Time is when Taylor Swift's 100th Eras Tour show will commence. And it's also June 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And 6 months before her birthday, her half birthday. And, you know, we are clowning harder than ever.
Yeah, big time.
I think this... There have been moments where we were clowning and we thought we were right. This clown, I think, is valid. And I feel something has to happen.
Yeah,
something has to happen.
Yeah, not to toot my own horn, but I feel like once I kind of like start believing it.
No, that's facts.
It's like when it seems. I'm quick to believe. Yeah, you know, like. Yeah. I'm a little bit more skeptical.
Definitely.
But I feel like I did fall. Didn't we fall for one recently?
Well, we fell for maybe recently. I can't remember if you also fell for that one in November with me. It was like November.
I think I did.
That one was
a big
one.
I was like 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I remember that for sure.
That was the last time I clowned really hard. Like I was, I mean, we were watching the live feed. Like, yeah, yeah. Literally trying to do whatever. And we're going to do the same thing tomorrow. We're recording this on a Wednesday. But so we're going to watch the live feed. We'll see what happens. Rumor, it's her first show in Liverpool. Mm-hmm. People are thinking Paul McCartney might show up at some point.
What is that?
They're friends.
And like, he's from Liverpool
or
something?
Liverpool.
Okay,
yeah,
that makes
sense.
That's
like where the Beatles.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. Where they got started.
Yes.
Okay.
So that sounds extremely likely. Mm. Like, if anything, he would like be there with Stella,
his daughter,
who's a very good friend of Taylor's.
Right, they were out to dinner last night together.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
I didn't know that's who she was
with. It was like her, Stella... Like Kate Moss?
No.
Yeah, it was like
what?
It was like
a star-studded
squad.
I saw that she was at the dinner, but I did not see with who.
Let me find.
Oh my God,
who
how
the
fun.
Squad was. Haim was there,
of course. Besties. Wow. So maybe they're all. I mean, if this was last night, they're all gonna. To me, that says they're all going to the show in 2 days, right? Like
I mean, at some point. Yeah, you would think, right?
I don't know, but so they
Kate
yes.
Moss, Cara Delevingne, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, and Lena Dunham.
Oh, shit.
Why Lena Dunham? Why? Andrew Scott
shit.
Was there, too.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Yep. Cara Delevingne was there.
This is the most star-studded, like, dinner. Wow. You know what? I'm happy that Lena Dunham was there because they are good friends.
Yeah.
And I think that we all are so Team Jack all the time because we love him, whatever. And as, like, fucking weird as Lena Dunham is, I still kind of, like... I know. Girls was great.
Yeah,
Girls
I know.
Was so good.
That's like the funny
and
thing.
She's
is
not
like,
I still think that she's talented. I still think that she's an excellent writer. I still think that she, like, you know, I don't know. But she is a weirdo, obviously. But it's nice to know that Taylor's not fake.
Yeah.
Just because she's hitched her wagon to Jack doesn't mean that she's going to dump her as
Chrissy
a friend.
Hyde was there too, but I don't know if she was with
what?
Them. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's
wow.
kind of crazy.
This is just like Models Night Out? Like, what
yeah.
is this? Wow.
Well, Chrissy Hyde is the lead singer of.
Oh,
I went
what?
Back to Ohio, but my family was gone.
I have no idea what you're singing. I might be mistaken.
My dad loves her.
I might be mistaken.
The Pretenders. The Pretenders.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm confusing her for someone else. But,
yeah, I think, But yeah, star-studded
yeah.
event, so.
Most important thing, though, she went out to this dinner, whatever, and she's wearing her TTPD clock necklace.
Yes, yes.
So, and then as she was leaving the restaurant, she was getting in a car, and then she turned around and looked at the paparazzi and gave a smirk. So, I mean,
she
do we
gave
need
that
any more
iconic
proof?
Smirk. Yeah.
She gave so many signs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
it's wild. So I think that we're finally like, you know, my clown wig isn't just a wig. It's now sewn in extensions.
Okay.
And I think that something is afoot.
Something's definitely
least.
Afoot.
I don't even want to guess what. I'm not even going to say Reputation specifically because I don't know.
Mm.
I can't get the vibe of how she feels about Reputation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, maybe she hates it. You know, we were saying that before. Like, maybe she just kind of is still processing it. Like, it's obviously was a time in her life when she was new in this new relationship and it was such a big moment for her. And maybe she doesn't want that to, like, infiltrate right now. Like, I don't know. I'm just trying to not get my hopes up.
A lot of people, well, some people were saying, like, maybe it's just like a music video or something.
Could be,
yeah.
Which we could be so lucky.
Yeah.
Would be lovely. So, yeah, I think that, I think June 13th, the half birthday, 100th Eras Tour show. I think that, yeah, there will certainly be some surprises and fun.
Yeah. It just, it's all
the day
kind
after
of...
a Maddie Healy engagement announcement. Yeah. Certainly there could be some fun.
She has to do, I mean, it's the 100th, like, no matter what, it's the 100th show.
Yeah.
So I feel like there has to be maybe something a little special,
totally.
But who
special
knows?
Special guests. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I have a feeling it'll probably be more special guest related. Mm. Like, I just kind of feel that.
Yeah.
And we talked about the other day as well that, that we're definitely losing the lakes in Liverpool. I really think that we are. I mean,
yeah,
it's,
I can see
it's
that.
Right next door. Like, it's,
yeah.
you know. Which I'm devastated about, but I'm just really excited to see the rest of the tour.
So excited.
Did you hear the rumors that, I don't know, don't know how true this is, that she is adding more tour stops for summer next year?
No, I didn't see that.
I don't believe that and kind of hope she doesn't.
Like, I kind of hope she doesn't either. I feel like she needs to take a little bit of a break.
Definitely. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of stuff going on.
That's interesting. I mean, I could totally see it happening, though, because, I mean, there is such a demand for it.
Of course.
That, like, obviously she could. Was it U.S. or more like European dates?
It just said, it just was kind of a vague whatever. And again, who knows? People just talk on Twitter a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we shall see.
We shall.
Trying to think what else happened in, I don't think anything else really happened in her world or ours.
Oh, Travis did a press conference.
Oh, yes.
Just like a quick 10-minute press conference. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize, but it was actually like a little girl that asked him the question about the YouTube short.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it was like a little girl, like interviewer. Like,
that,
you know how they
so
sometimes
cute.
Have kids do
interviews
now?
Yeah, like practice.
Yeah. So she cute. Asked, she was like, you know, we saw in a YouTube short that you and Taylor like to cook together, whatever. What do you guys like to cook? And he kind of was like, you know, I like to keep some things private. She's a great cook. You know, we like doing it to spend time together, whatever. And I love cooking with her is kind of what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Kept it at that. Kept it short and sweet. And then
yep.
for some reason, at the end, he decided to add a little. And you know what? Taylor makes really good Pop-Tarts and cinnamon rolls. And then he just walked off.
And then just left.
Like, I wonder if he was like, oh my God, like, I don't want Taylor to think that, like, I don't think her cooking is good.
Right, exactly.
Like, I don't
like,
want to brag about her cooking.
Panic internally
about
how it would happen.
But I was also talking to my friend, and they were like, I wonder if they had, like, a little game or something to, like, you know, like, hey, Travis, like, try to say, like, cinnamon roll in
your
interview.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Bring up my cinnamon roll.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Bring up the Pop-Tarts.
Like, let's have it, like a little game. Like, let's see if you can,
for sure.
Bring it up in some way. But
so
I thought
cute.
That was really cute how he was just like, actually, like, one last thing.
Actually, one last thing. Yeah. Well, you know, could he be dropping Easter eggs? Who knows? Mm. Because back to our...
Vault track called Pop-Tart?
Could be. Back to our clowning... that YouTube short in question, there's a moment where Taylor Swift is sewing like a random piece of fabric.
Mm.
She also shows her cinnamon rolls. I don't know if she shows the Pop-Tarts, but she
I don't
definitely
think so.
Shows
cinnamon,
the cinnamon
rolls. Yeah.
And June 13th is National Sewing Day.
Yeah.
So just again,
so just another sign.
To add.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
gave so many signs, y'all. She gave
and
so many signs.
Well, I feel like there's also been a lot of rumors or people just like have been like, are Travis and Taylor still together? Like, blah, 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 because they haven't been seen together for like a week. So
right.
like people automatically
like
think
weeks.
They
yeah.
break up.
They're busy. Travis is working.
Yeah.
Every time we turn around, he's doing something new, working his ass
I know
off.
We're not used to Taylor dating employed men.
Exactly.
But Travis has a real job.
Yep.
And that requires him to be there like months before his real job even starts.
Exactly. And also football starts back up like
yeah,
right now, right? Like 2 weeks.
I don't know when preseason starts, but usually it's like a little bit later, I think. I don't know.
Oh, is it? Rumors I heard were like that week of June, like the last week of June is like their last week off or something. Or maybe it's like right after the 4th of July. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
A preseason first game is August 1st.
Okay.
Yeah.
So but practice is coming up.
Yeah,
you know
no. He's at training camp.
Right,
he's at practice.
Right. So just getting back into the swing of things.
Yep.
And again, yeah, this man has a full-time job. He's a two-time Super Bowl winner.
Yeah.
Two at least.
Two,
right?
Yeah.
Two-time Super Bowl winner. Best team in the league. Like, you know,
like
it's...
one of the best tight ends ever.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So he's a busy man.
He's
got
busy
shit to do.
Yeah.
He's just as busy as our girl. But yeah, I think that's about it as far as I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Should we
jump in? Let's do
to
it
to our lovely ladies and gentlemen.
Yay, we got some that good ones today.
Perfect.
Okay. Okay, this kind of coincides with what we were talking about.
Okay.
Hi, Kelly and Gina. Just finished Monday or Tuesday's episode, actually.
Thanks, Queen.
Yay.
And I know everyone is very much clowning for one of the re-records, whether it be debut. Whether it be Reputation, I personally am a Reputation girly. Shout out, Kelly.
Yes. hey, girl.
Are
you ready for
be
it?
A next single. I mean, I feel like with Midnights, we had a couple more music videos. We definitely had some more singles. And while obviously all the Taylor fans are listening and re-listening and re-listening to songs, I feel like it's time to put another song in the spotlight besides Fortnite. So what do you guys think about that? Do you think it's possibly a new single? If so, what do you think would be the next single?
Mm-hmm.
Love to hear your thoughts. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thanks, Queen.
Thank you so much, Diva. I think that that is a good, honestly, a good guess. And I think right,
I like, wouldn't even
about,
be disappointed if that was it
not.
At all.
No, no, no. And I, but it's true. Like, Fortnite's the only single. There's you know, fucking
only one music video.
31 songs on that track. Only or on that album. Only one music video. The only and she wore the TTPD necklace last night. Like that. Yeah. That to me is that's like shit, because that was such an you know. She doesn't put that on, and I'm just wearing it. I just like this necklace. Like,
right,
you don't,
that is so true.
She wore it to the fucking Grammys. You know what I mean? Like, it's just
she
so
wore
different.
When she announced. So she wore it's like it would make sense.
And she's calculated like that, in you know, with her wardrobe sometimes. And I think so. I think that's a really good guess. I also wonder what kind of song it would be.
I was
if she
thinking.
Were to pick one.
Well, what I would love is like a "But Daddy, I Love Him" with like a movie-esque type music video, and like we said, like music videos are back, like the supporting characters and the plot line. So I feel like "But Daddy, I Love Him" kind of has the perfect setup for like a full blown like I don't know movie scene running out of a burning building, you know? Yeah,
like
yeah.
Basically, just a Little Mermaid.
She does CGI and. Puts on a mermaid tail, which
like
would be crazy.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Right. Like how there's so many ways you can go with it. I was just going to say something. Oh. Because she has a point about Midnights, how she put out a few music videos and, you know, it was whatever. I will say the only difference between this and that is that she did like a full court press for Midnights and she has not done that for TTPD.
Yeah.
Like she just went back on tour. She didn't go. She didn't do any of the talk shows. She didn't do any of the stuff. Like, so I can't really tell. Obviously, she loves the album and she added it to the set. I wonder if she wants it to like live as it is. You know what I mean? So I'm curious. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I would love, honestly, personally, an anthology release on vinyl. That is finally like something that I want. You know what I mean? Like I just
I feel like that's been a hot topic on TikTok a lot. Like every time like a
CD variant comes
out. Every time an artist like drops something, like they're like, all right, like when is the TTPT anthology vinyl come out so we can block them? Like
exactly.
Like don't make us drop the TTPT anthology vinyl, you know? Yeah. But
like what's coming up?
I am shocked that she like we're getting all these acoustic versions of songs before we're getting vinyls of anthology, but I don't know.
I'm just curious. Like maybe she vinyls do take a long while
time
to make.
Yeah, but like clearly she had this plan.
Yeah, but it was a big ass secret. Like
that's
no one
true.
Even knew. So I bet they didn't even tell. Like they're probably making them right now.
Yeah,
you know I mean?
I would
or, like,
hope
starting
so.
Starting to make them, and it's been what? It's been like almost 2 months since it came out. So we might not see it for a while. But I would love that.
I would
love
really love that.
Like that. I would love. I'm loving the acoustic drops, but I would like, you know, maybe a whole album of acoustic songs. Ooh. Like, you know, I don't know, just a lot of things I want. Very greedy.
Yeah, anything she gives us I'll be satisfied with. If it's, you know, I'll be a little disappointed if it's not like a music video or something, just because I do feel like the Fortnite music video was so great. Like music videos are so fun and it gives you like a more creative freedom with the songs and stuff.
For
so
sure.
I don't know, I would like to see something very extravagant. I don't know, but I wouldn't mind it being a single announcement, something like that.
No, not
but
at all.
But I would like Reputation.
I really, obviously that's the number one I want.
Yeah, yeah.
I need it.
Okay, then let's do, boom.
Hi, Kelly and Dia. This is Macy from Kansas City.
Hey, Macy. Oh, Kansas City.
Go Chiefs.
Wow, I love that.
Let's hear your thoughts, or it could be even one of those songs off of TTPD. So, bye.
Thanks, Queen.
Thanks, Queen. That is so funny. I've been thinking about this. Like, is London Boy dead forever?
I
kind of think
I think yes. I
it's just
if
a little
I
too
was
specific.
Travis,
yeah,
and my and she did like a mashup of you know, London Boy and, you know, something like I Forgot You Existed or something of that nature. So Long London, I don't know.
Yeah.
it's a little too petty, and it shows that you care a little bit too much to be in the full ass new relationship and like be writing songs and like going out with me and stuff. And it's like, why are we still like throwing shots at your ex?
Right, exactly. Especially just, Joe, who like
And it's
has done
like,
nothing.
Exactly.
He's done,
like it's,
or has done nothing. Like he hasn't reacted at all.
Yeah.
Like, he's not really done much. Like his you know his PR team was. You know, running a little bit for a little while, trying to be like, Joe is happy and within a new relationship and getting jobs left and right. And it's like, chill, dude.
Joe's like acting a lot.
Yeah, yeah. We swear.
Yeah.
You know, but so yeah, I don't see that. I think London Boy like is dead forever.
Yeah.
I think So Long London, absolutely.
Yeah, So Long London so Long for London sure. Happens. I think she will definitely do that.
It's a beautiful
but
song,
yeah,
too.
I just feel like it's too petty.
Yeah.
It shows, it would show... You know, it just wouldn't, I don't think it would even relay a good message to like her fans, you know, like I feel like her fans would kind of take or are we, I mean, not us because we're not like in deep like that. But I feel like some deep Swifties would maybe take it as like, let's go after Joe.
Right,
you know
exactly.
what I mean? Yeah.
Which obviously we don't want. She doesn't want. Like,
yeah.
That's not the vibe. Man, I don't know. Yeah. London Boy might just have to rest in peace.
Yeah.
You know what
I think
mean?
So.
I think it's just it was cutesy at the time. And if you love a London boy, it can be your song,
but
she doesn't anymore. So that's just how it goes.
It's just what it...
That's the kind of energy I feel she would reserve for, like, Calvin Harris. Which, obviously, I forgot that he existed. Maybe it's making me think that. But, you know, like, she wouldn't...
Like, a pettier break, you know? Like, a Taylor Swift, like, 7 years ago would do that, you know? Yeah,
yes,
like,
completely.
Okay.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Gia.
Hi,
just a song.
Hey.
During my work day, as I'm listening to different Taylor Swift playlists that I have and random thoughts come up, I'm just going to write them down and then call you guys.
Love that. Love that.
Work day, you know?
Of course.
So I've been thinking recently about the surprise songs. And I know that we all kind of have like a major list of all the songs that she has played, and we know after the U.S. leg, she was just like, whatever, I'm going to do whatever I want, as she should. But I wonder, and I'm wondering if you guys think similarly, if there's going to be certain songs that we just never hear during this tour, regardless if it's the rest of the Europe shows or...
I'm going to look up what song she hasn't done yet.
Yeah.
Towards the end of the year. But we know how she feels about Soon You'll Get Better, so I don't think that song might ever be played. Kind of the same thing with Ronin.
Yep, definitely
not. I do think
there
are certain songs that are still left in the discography that we will end up hearing.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed for I Did Something Bad the day that we actually get a Reputation.
That'd be awesome.
Ooh, I would die.
Song for debut. But what do you guys think? Or do you think the OCD completionist side of Taylor is going to finish the rest of the songs? Or do you think there are just certain songs in the discography that will never be part of the Eras Tour? Thank you guys so much for the show. It's great.
Oh,
love
yay.
It. Love having my little Taylor Swift besties that I get to.
Yay.
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 Great
love
question.
You. So sweet. Great question.
Yeah.
And I think some songs stay buried. I think kind of just what you were saying about London
I know.
Boy, but Soon You'll Get Better. I forgot about that.
I know,
I
me too.
I couldn't get through that if I were her. Like, that's so, it's just so emotional, you know?
Yeah.
Or has she played it before?
No.
I don't think so.
So from debut is Mary's Song and A Perfectly Good Heart.
Uh-huh.
I do feel like she's saving Mary's Song for
definitely.
Debut Taylor's version.
Definitely, definitely.
Fearless, there's actually a good amount. Change, Superstar, We Were Happy, That's When, Don't You, Bye Bye Baby.
Interesting.
So like all the, a lot of the vault tracks.
A lot of the vault tracks. I'll say this, I think that she does try to make sure to do songs that like
everyone knows.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? Especially in Europe. I think that if she were to pull out one of those songs in America, I think it'd be a little different. Just because like she's American. So
I think
the American fans are just like, there's more of them and
yeah.
they know deeper cuts. I might be wrong in saying that, but I don't know. But I also think that she has songs that just like, you don't want to play the songs that like really bring down the vibe.
Yeah.
You know
and I think
mean?
She knows, I wonder if she knows that like if someone got like a Fearless fall track, they kind of be like, fuck, like that sucks.
Right, for
like,
sure,
if you
for sure.
Like if I got That's When, I'd be like, fuck.
Yeah, I'd be like, this.
Because I don't
this,
know the lyrics. I only know the really know chorus, well.
Same,
you know?
Same.
So I do
mean,
wonder.
You saw what happened to, it's nice to have a friend. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, that was
exactly.
That's a beautiful song. Love it. And the whole place was kind of like, ah.
Yeah.
Which
so
is,
like,
is a bummer.
And then so Red is Girl at Home, uh-huh. Ronin, Forever Winter Run. 1989 is Sweeter Than Fiction. Reputation, I Did Something Bad. Lovers, London Boy, Soon You'll Get Better. Folklore's Hoax. Mm-hmm. Evermore's Happiness and Closure. And then she has So Long London, Florida, Clara Bow, Black Dog, I'm Gonna Get You Back, Albatross. Mm-hmm. I Hate It Here, Thank You Amy, Cassandra Robin Manuscript.
So basically all of anthology.
Yeah.
At this point,
basically.
She might just be like, but like a good chunk of it.
Yeah.
TTPD, I feel like she will probably do almost all those songs, if not
yeah,
all songs.
Yeah, I think so too.
Reputation, I Did Something Bad. I think she's absolutely saving.
Yeah,
for like
me too.
For the an announcement, it's the best song. That's that might be my
favorite
song.
I can't believe she
album.
Hasn't done Hoax, Happiness,
Hoax,
or Closure.
Well, I'll say this about Hoax is Hoax might like I fucking love
that
song.
That song.
Unfortunately, it
you
might
think it's
be
too sad for
a
her?
Too sad like Joe song. You know what I mean? Like it's so that don't want no other shade of blue but you.
Yeah.
No other sadness in the world would do. Like it's such a your faithless love is the only hoax I believe in. Like
yeah.
It's kind of heartbreaking.
Totally.
I mean, not kind of. It is heartbreaking. And I do think that like if you listen to the lyrics of that song, it whether it's about whoever it's about or whatever inspired it,
it's
certainly
so good.
Like a touchy subject, I
yeah,
think, based
very,
on that song.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I
mean,
know.
It has some of the most like intense lyrics. I feel like,
yeah, for sure.
So yeah, I do get that. But like, yeah, and Happiness is such a sad song. But like,
Happiness is so sad.
Oh, I would die, like actually die,
yeah.
Dead, die
yeah.
On the ground, never recover if I heard that song live.
No, it is. I know you love that. You love that song.
Yeah,
but I love that song too. I think it is. It's not. In the too sad to listen to category, but it is one of her more like jarring songs. Again,
and I also think it's like a deeper cut type of song because it's not like an everyday type of listen.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
But yeah, I do feel like there will be certain songs that just never see the light
yeah.
of day.
Yeah.
And that's okay. There's certain songs that shouldn't.
And right, some can just stay
yeah,
packed away.
You
know what I mean? Like
yeah.
People aren't complaining. People aren't upset.
Yeah.
And I think that it would be kind of crazy. Like with those songs that are left, with the exception of the couple ones that we just talked about, none of them are that or they don't measure up to the songs that she's been singing. So it's like what the rest of the European tour and all of Canada is just gonna get like kind of bootleg. You know what I mean? Like that's I just don't
see
that happening.
I don't see that happening either.
I was dying at that video you sent me on TikTok of the girl impersonating. She's like stuff I it was like,
yeah, like
stuff I predict is gonna happen at Taylor Swift's 100th show, and she's like mimicking her doing surprise songs, and she comes up and she's like, you know, you guys are going to know this one, blah, blah, one of my favorites. And it's You're On Your Own Kid, mashed up with You're On Your Own Kid.
And then
she goes
the
to
piano
and it's Maroon mashed up at the end of You're On Your Own Kid.
Yeah.
Like, it's just hilarious.
It's always Maroon, Getaway Car, You're On Your Own Kid. And then there's like one more
I
that
know.
She always does. Maybe Out of the Woods.
She
always
she
mashes
loves
up.
Out of the Woods. Yeah,
she loves mashing up Out of the Woods and Getaway Car.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
so
You're On Your Own Kid and Maroon are like her two most... played. I wonder if there's most played surprise songs.
I think it is You're On Your Own Kid. Is
You're On Your
one.
Own Kid is 7 times.
Yeah.
Maroon's 5 times.
Yeah, yeah.
Clean 4. And Death by a Thousand Cuts 3. And The Other Side of the Door has been played 3 times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Pretty fucked up that Death by a Thousand Cuts has played 3 times and I wasn't there for one of them. But okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Whatever.
It also, whenever people are like, she always plays Maroon, I kind of get a little defensive because I'm like, I was there for
the first one.
Maroon.
Yeah, you
so,
were.
So, like, that's...
And you were there for the first Getaway Car.
And I was there for the first Getaway Car. And you were there for the first Clean.
No, second.
Oh, second.
I know.
Shit.
I know.
Still.
Whatever. Yeah.
I think that, I mean, they're great songs. Sorry. Sewer. They're great
no,
songs.
No, literally,
you know
Sewer.
I mean? Like, I would never complain about any of those songs, even if they were repeated. Like, I just would love to sing them out loud.
What did we get on guitar at Paris? I'm totally blanking.
Is It Over Now? Out of the Woods mashup.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my
yeah.
God. Bro.
Out of the Woods.
What?
Yeah. So good. Like, really, really. Well, that was, we were so shocked by that. Like, I think that was like a shock moment. When you're at the concert, leading up to the surprise song moment, there's so much anticipation. Oh my God. That you almost like black out. You're like, yeah. Oh my God, it's about to happen. It's about to happen.
Totally.
I just love how we've like built up this moment in the show as this like must watch thing every single time. I know, it's crazy. It's crazy how we're still, you know, some more intense than others, but we're still like thinking about him, focused about him, wondering what he performed. You
I think
know,
it's because
100 shows later.
Yeah. I wonder if it's because like in the beginning she was like, once I do this, like it's
definitely
off, whatever. Mm-hmm. So like everyone was so intense about it.
It set
and
the precedent,
that intensity
for sure.
Just kind of stuck.
Exactly. Yeah. Which I love. I think it's a really fun thing we like all have together.
Mm. Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
This is a great question.
Oh, good.
I have been a huge fan since the start of Taylor Watch. My question, what if you got the news? It might come directly or maybe from Taylor Nation. She's coming. She wants to be on Taylor Watch. You've got 24 hours. What do? Set design, decor, layout, wardrobe, snacks, bevies, best questions. Let me know. MCC. P.S. Maybe you could do a drill just in case it happens. Call it an educational exercise. I don't get that.
I actually kind of like that. Like how you do a fire drill.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
If we hear the Taylor's coming tomorrow, we know.
Like,
we have a plan
know,
in
we
place.
Batten down the hatches.
Like an evacuation plan.
Oh, yeah,
plan.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
that's funny.
Like a doomsday plan. Like, we know. We know what to do. Even the thought of that kind of makes my brain short circuit. Like, I think that would be so much pressure. It makes me kind of vomit.
Like, want to vomit a little bit.
It would be so much pressure. I do think that I need to personally start, and maybe you'll feel the same, start writing down. Because sometimes I'll think of, like, if I ran into Taylor, if I did this, I did that, I would say this, or I would do this. I think I need to start writing it down just so I have options in my
head. Just in case.
Not of her, like, coming on the show, but more so, like, running into her on the street.
Right.
Like, I just want to be prepared to not look like an asshole and, like,
that.
Be normal. That would be,
I wonder where we'd do it, like chicks in the office, if we could use their studio or something.
I don't think we could do it in this office.
No, yeah,
like,
we'd have to like
maybe have to get like a,
rent out a studio somewhere.
Maybe she'd invite us over. She'd be like, come
oh
over
God,
my
imagine.
House. Who would we bring with us? No, we couldn't bring anyone.
No one.
You'd
we wouldn't bring anyone. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Or should we
No. We would hire someone because I wouldn't want the pressure of fucking anything up. So maybe we'd bring like our best producer. Maybe we'd bring like Noah or like someone that like is
right.
like the
who,
best
who like would
yeah
would not
yeah
like, they would understand how serious it is
exactly
everybody would understand
maybe
how
like Jake Bass or like someone
yeah,
like
yeah,
that
yeah exactly
and God. Then like literally wear like my finest gown no I wouldn't wear my finest gown I would wear like a nice like dress like a sundress
something,
or something
I
like,
think I would wear something simple
yeah
like,
yeah me
as
too.
Much as I would want to like do it up big
yeah
and like yeah wear a gown
yeah.
or like head to toe Taylor merch which could be funny as well. I don't want to, I just want to
no,
be
yeah,
cute.
Casual.
Yeah, casual, cute, casual. Obviously.
Like a sundress.
Sundress.
Yeah, like a cute skirt.
Right. Emergency. I kind of would love, though, if it were fall time and we could all be wearing like cozy sweaters.
Ooh, that'd be cute.
I would love that. Emergency manicure, pedicure.
Obviously.
Emergency spray tan.
Emergency spray tan. Emergency hair
blowout.
Appointment.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Emergency hair appointment, blowout,
yeah.
whatever. Like emergency, all these things.
I would get like
makeup artist.
Cookies.
Haley. Call up Haley.
Oh, yeah. Haley Joy. Haley
yeah,
Page.
Haley
yeah.
Joy. Who does,
definitely call
Rianne
her
France
up.
Makeup for her shows. She's
yeah.
fantastic. I would fly her here from Boston.
Yeah,
I'd
totally.
Like, I'd be like, I'll pay for the babysitter. Come through. Like,
come through right now.
Yeah, yeah. Get on a plane.
We need like sweet treats. I feel like she loves a sweet treat.
Loves a sweet treat.
So like, but to, we like, couldn't. We can't bring like cinnamon rolls and pop tarts. She'd be like, these suck.
Like, mine are better.
Yeah.
We'd have to. We'll have to think of something like.
Maybe we'll have Joey like.
Yeah.
Make some fun
make
cocktails.
Make a kiki cocktail.
Yeah, yeah,
a
yeah,
kiki
yeah.
Cocktail.
Yeah.
A little treat. He would love that. He would love that. Imagine Joey, he would actually, you know what? No, he would steal our thunder. Like,
he couldn't come.
We'd have
he'd be
to have
too,
him
like,
make
funny.
Us stuff and then bring it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She'd like love him too much. If she was giving him more attention than us, I'd kill him on the spot.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Like, sorry, you have to die now.
Yeah.
It would just be, it'd be crazy.
It'd be crazy. Chaos.
And we'd have to really like, obviously all those things, emergency, to make us look good. But we would have to, I think, sit down. I'm thinking about this in the most serious way. We'd have to like sit down and have like a full ass brainstorm, research,
totally.
Conversation, like write it down, like more work than on a, like an interview than I've ever done in my life.
Totally.
Like, it would be so extensive. And
yeah.
I wonder how, you know, it all depends how much time do we have with her.
Right.
Like, oh my God. Oh my God.
I know. Because like, what
we
if we only
it, just in case we should like, have
yeah.
in case of emergency break glass I, like,
literally
a glass case
call
plan
like, it's, and it's
comes.
A phone and
yeah,
it just like
yeah,
automatically
yeah.
connects like me you Jake Bass Joey
yeah, Batten exactly.
and the Hatches it's game time
it's time
yeah.
Yeah,
get
yeah.
the kiki cocktails going
get those lobster mini lobster rolls going
that's That's hilarious. What did he make us? Like the rhubarb martini or something?
Yeah, yeah. Rhubarb cocktail, rhubarb martini.
Cocktail, yeah. Get the rhubarb.
Rhubarb spritz.
Yeah. Get the rhubarb.
So delicious. Yeah.
Yeah,
that'd be crazy. And like, you know, she doesn't just do interviews willy-nilly, so it would be a big deal. Like, there'd just be so many eyeballs on it because what she doesn't do things like that often. It would be insane.
I just don't even think I'd be able to get a word out.
I don't know either. I would. Like, that would be my problem too. Either shutting the fuck up or like, because I'm an interrupter, and if I interrupted, like I would kill myself. Like I sometimes can't help it. Like
I feel like you wouldn't. I feel consciousness. Yeah, but I get that.
Yeah.
Actually, though, like low key, I feel like maybe I would do that too. Just talk so much that like it was too much.
I wonder if she's also an active listener, because that's what it is. Like, I'm used to it, and I try really hard not to do it, but I'm just an active listener. Like, if somebody says something, I'll be like, yeah. Like, the whole time.
That's what I do too.
And I know it's kind of like, and I love when other people do it too, because I know they're not annoyed by it because they like know whatever. But I do sometimes worry that people think it's like it's anxious or whatever. Yeah, it is on my side. I don't know. It's just a lot to think about. Now I'm gonna think about this nonstop.
Right, and I feel like we should have maybe a little bit of a game plan.
Yeah. We're so delusional. It's never happening. She'll never come on.
I think there's a higher chance of me becoming president of the United States.
Yes, yeah. I'm tearing up because I can't believe we even let ourselves go on that long with the conversation.
No. Yeah.
She will never come on the show. As much as I love that. It's okay. But that's not what we...
And you know what? Maybe it's for the best, like, don't meet your heroes type of thing. But, like, listen...
No, she's, like, the only hero you can meet.
She's the only hero we'd want to meet. And I feel like she'd make the experience so fun. And she'd be so nice. Absolutely. And, like...
What if we invited her to my house? And then we did, like... And I set up, like, the same shit that I did for her.
She would love your house.
She would like it, I think.
Oh, my God. She would love your apartment.
I have a lot of tchotchkes. Yeah. I have to hide all my Taylor Swift stuff, though. She'd be like, okay,
no way.
Is this a shrine to me? Yeah. No, she'd like it.
My signed CD. I'd be like, did you actually sign this?
Is it
true? Yeah.
I've got the framed vinyl hanging on my wall.
Yeah, would you ask her to sign something?
Oh, my God. Would that be so cheap? You know what, though?
I feel like
I bet she would offer because she always is so good.
She does kind of always offer
being
for pictures.
Do you want a pic?
Yeah.
Like, do you want this? Do you want that? Like, I bet she'd be like, do you want me to sign your, like, I really think that she is so good about that because nobody wants to ask that, but everybody wants it.
Yeah.
You know? So it's kind of like, oh, I think if I were in that position, I would do the same thing. I'd be like, oh, I'll sign for whatever.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean? Wow. Wouldn't that be something? I think it's more likely that one day we like meet her in passing.
Yeah.
And just a hi, hello, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
You're wonderful. We love you. You know, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Than her ever coming on the show.
Let's pray. Seriously, pray.
Crazy. You know who I also would like, though, on the show? Obviously, also not going to happen. T-Pain.
Oh,
I would love. And probably the same amount of effort would
go into
it.
Could we ask her anything? Like,
no, but I think that we'd have to angle it in a way of like,
or maybe like
protecting.
You tell us like what we can't ask.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then like we can form our questions around there.
It.
Yeah.
It would have to be like kind of vague questions about just like managing your life and a pop star and things like that versus specific questions about Taylor. Like, I don't think we could ask questions about Taylor. It would have to be like about working
just like what it's like
in the
industry.
Right.
Yeah. There's two people I would like.
Yeah.
One, Jake Shane. And
of course.
Yeah.
Well, I love him.
Love him.
So
he's such a diehard Swiftie.
He's been crushing it lately. Oh,
yeah.
That reminds me of, I want to talk about something after that. Keep going.
And Cam, the dancer.
Oh,
or one of their dancers.
One of the dancers.
One of the Natalies.
One of the Natalies.
Any of them. Yeah,
anybody
yeah.
would love to
yeah,
have any of the dancers.
Yeah, that sexy guy.
On. That sexy guy.
Yeah.
Jack, I think?
J-A-C? Yeah, okay.
Val?
Is that his name? No, Jack is the younger one. Val is the hot
Val
one.
Val
is his name
is
hot?
Is
his name hot? Is his name Val? Or are we thinking of Val from Dancing with the Stars?
I could be. No. I really don't know who I'm thinking of. I weirdly think it is like Val.
Oh, it's Jan.
Jan. Okay.
Or J A N. So I don't know if he says Jan. It's definitely not Jan.
I'm
Jan
sure.
Ravnik.
Yes. I say
yeah,
just
Jack is the one with the curly hair, I think.
Got it.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay. Regardless, they're all wonderful. Anybody
like,
that just
anyone,
like, knows Taylor.
Yeah.
Jack
even
Antonoff,
like,
if you're not busy.
Yeah, yeah. Even like the lighting guy, like
yeah,
anyone,
yeah,
literally.
Yeah. The stagehand.
Yeah.
Like,
I would love a stagehand.
Would love that. Would absolutely love it.
Pookie.
Pookie.
The monkey.
Exactly. Jack Antonoff would be really good too. I would love to talk to him. Do you think that he would talk to us even though we had Feidelberg on and said that he was over Jack Antonoff?
I know that got a lot of hate for us.
I know, big time. I know. But we're just having conversations.
Like, God forbid someone has a different opinion than us.
Yeah, chill. Yeah.
I feel like fights always kind of gets us in trouble.
He does every time. Like, the first time he was on too, because he'll say the unpopular thing and be like, I could see it. And yeah, we're like, shut up. Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah, stop.
Stop it. Yeah. God, know your audience.
Yes, no, seriously. No. Okay, this one, okay. I felt like I could not tell if it was a joke or if they're trolling us or if it's real.
Ooh, okay.
Hey, ladies, first time caller, long time listener, I need some advice. I'm solo traveling from the States to Cardiff and have general admission tickets. I'm also a huge Paramore fan and want to see their full set. Is it crazy of me to consider wearing an adult diaper to ensure that I can stay in a spot close to the stage for the entirety of the waiting and performances? Some friends have advised to wear it and I don't have to use it. Others have said if you make friends, you can get back to your spot. And then bonus question, if you're peeing in the aforementioned diaper and make eye contact with Taylor, do you look away? Any and all advice would be helpful. Much love.
This is a crazy question.
That's why I'm like, are they trolling us or no?
I think maybe it's like half joke. Half, yeah. For sure. Like, I'm obviously laughing. That's ridiculous. I am not. Okay. There are two types of people in this world.
Mm.
People that will wear an adult diaper and people that won't.
Yeah,
and,
that's a fact.
You know, like, there are people do that when they go to Times Square for New Year's. People do that for big events and stuff. I think that's fucking crazy.
I think it's disgusting and crazy.
So gross. I think if you're at a concert. Like,
it's
you
so
just
unnecessary.
Just go to the bathroom.
Go during 22. Go during Shake It
Figure
Off.
Figure it out.
Go during your least favorite
Worm
song.
Worm your way back up there.
Yeah.
Or if
and
not,
if you're by
like,
yourself, just you can push your way back up. And listen, if you're going to wear an adult diaper, just don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone.
It's nobody's business.
No one's going to ever know.
It's no one's business.
No one's business. And don't. And look Taylor in the eye.
Yeah,
while
don't
peeing.
Make eye contact and pee. That sounds like a fetish, girl. Which, no kink shame here. But keep Taylor Swift out of it.
I get what she's saying, though. Like, if you just are happening to pee while she's, like, close to you, like, is it weird? Yes, it is. Like, yeah, my advice is don't wear an adult diaper. It's unnecessary.
Unless you are, like, incontinent. Like, unless you...
Unless you're having that much anxiety about it, about missing something, then... I get it.
Or like if you can't, your time management is bad when you're peeing and you like can't, you're like, I'll leave after the next song and all of a sudden you like are about to pee your pants literally and you can't get to the bathroom. Like, I don't know. I just think that like,
I just don't see a world where
let's
it's
get
necessary.
Real, okay. Yeah. It's a concert. Like, I don't know. The only reason people wear diapers in Times Square is because once they lock you in there,
you
they
can't
don't let
get
you out.
Out. Yeah.
Like, there is no option to go to the bathroom for 10 hours. So it's kind of like whatever. Again, though, I would never fucking do that.
Yeah. And also,
like
you can pee in between the Paramore set and her set. Like,
absolutely.
There's time in between. There's like 2 to 3 minutes. So
completely.
Or even more than that, I think,
there's,
actually.
There's a ton of time
between. So you're so fine.
30 minutes.
Yeah.
Claiming, like a good amount of time. You're fine. Don't get too hung up on that.
Yeah.
I think it's weird for sure.
Yeah,
and
it's definitely weird.
Just,
and that's okay.
You know.
And if you do it, let us know how it
went. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
Like, I am curious, but I'm also grossed out. Just saying.
Okay,
you
last
go, girl.
One. this is a good one, too. Wait, let me see. Okay, yeah. Should Taylor release Picture to Burn homophobic version for debut TV? And you know what?
I wish she would.
She's definitely not.
She would never,
if she's changing the mattress lyrics, she's definitely not,
not
doing that.
There's not a chance in
not
fucking
a chance.
Hell. Like, no, no, no.
But if we have any gay or members of the LGBTQ plus community listeners, I'm very curious. Is it homophobic to say, I'm going to tell all my friends that you're gay?
I think it has to do with like the time period that it came out, because
at
and
that like,
time it was an insult to be like, well, you're gay.
Right.
Like, that was like an insult.
Right.
Like, it, which, you know, I don't necessarily think it's
like, you know
it's
what I mean?
A homophobic insult. It's more an insult to their like supposed masculinity.
Right.
But that, and I also kind of think that like it's
like,
making fun of the guy.
Someone
like,
gay.
That would be the worst thing I could say about you that would hurt your feelings, is like for someone to think that you were gay.
Yeah,
like, that's,
right.
And so that's why it's kind of like that. But I don't necessarily think that's a reflection on like Taylor, more so the person that would be offended by getting called gay.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I don't know. But as far as I hate to be like, all my gay friends, but like all my gay friends love that.
Right.
Like they think it's funny. They think it's like whatever. And obviously we see on Twitter all the time. Like, yeah, like even this question, release the homophobic version, like whatever. It's become a massive joke.
Yeah.
And but there's not a fucking
chance in hell.
Imagine.
It would be really like the normies finding
that. Right. Like, there's just no way.
To me, it was always like, I'm going to tell my friends you're gay so like that you get no girls.
Yeah. That also makes sense. Yeah. That also makes sense.
But,
which is another, right. There are other ways to look at it. And I don't ever think that like Taylor Swift had hate in her heart for anybody.
No, I don't think so either. No.
I think it very much is just like at the time.
Yeah.
The biggest insult you could say to a guy to like, to you know diminish his like masculinity was to be like, well, you're gay, and that's that like
no I'm not, what do you mean, no I'm not, which
is like objectively hilarious, but also like it's just, it was a little, you know, back then everybody was saying things very casually like that. I wouldn't say that now, like I wouldn't, that's just not my, that's not my like style of humor, but but yeah, I don't know. I think it's crazy to think that they like that she would ever release that, because again, imagine the fucking Page Six headline: Taylor Swift releases (parentheses) homophobic version. Of debut track song, and it's like
people
that's all they would say.
Crazy,
like,
yeah.
She's this, she's that, like whatever. People would lose their fucking minds. Mm-hmm. But it does make me laugh, those mashups where it's like, you're gay, you're gay.
Fucking it's insane. You're gay.
It's just funny because she's so, like, she had the twang.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
Like a kid. Like, yeah. It's just, I don't know why it's so funny to me, but it is.
Katy Perry has a song called You're So Gay.
Does she?
Have you not heard that song?
Maybe I know it, but
oh my god,
like,
Kelly,
is it an old song?
You would love this song. Yeah, it's like from her first album.
Maybe I do know it.
You're so gay and you don't even like boys.
Oh my god,
no, you don't even like. She has this crazy line that's like,
it.
"You'll hang yourself with your H&M scarf." Like, it's a crazy fucking song.
God,
you
Katy
have
Perry.
To listen to it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll listen to it. Yeah, I'll listen to it. I liked. I got on Katy Perry. I kissed a girl. When I kissed a girl.
Oh, banger!
Out.
Yeah.
I think though
she's coming out with a new album.
Yeah, she is. I think I kissed a girl. Was the perfect way to combat any other like accusations of homophobia. Like that was I kissed a girl and I liked it. Like, it's a song about like making out with girls.
Yeah.
And so anything else she kind of says after that, it's like whatever. If Taylor came out with a song that was like, you know,
yeah,
I'm bisexual, then you know, then the world would explode.
We actually got a DM. It was just like from a fucking psycho person being
from
like
Gaylers.
Yeah, literally being psychos. Like, how do you like not think that she blah blah blah, like it's Pride Month and she did this blah blah blah. I'm
oh,
like,
god.
And I just don't even
know.
It's
no,
not even worth
not
to
even
get into
it.
Yeah,
into it. We don't want
yeah.
that.
This
want
is
that
not a
Gaylor
friendly podcast. I'm
no,
sorry.
It is not.
And if she
not
ever,
even
ever
close.
If no, no, sorry. It is maybe if something ever to happen, but not
like,
this conspiracy
yeah.
theorist
no, 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 no.
of that. Yes, yes,
yeah. About sexuality,
yes,
we do
yes.
not. That's not our.
We're
problem.
Allies.
Not, we're allies. We are not.
Yes.
We're not going to project mm-hmm. our thoughts and feelings mm-hmm. and based on whatever we see online and like create narratives like that. Like, that's crazy. It's,
yep.
It's too much. And they're always out. They're always creeping around Twitter. Twitter is such a cesspool for the Gaylers.
I saw this crazy ass fucking TikTok of this girl being like, I think it's time for people to accept that Taylor Swift and Carly Kloss have been married since like 2014 and they have two kids together.
For Christ's sake.
Like
in what
are you
world?
Okay?
No, people are not okay. Like,
no,
not
because
okay.
clearly you're not okay.
No, they're really not. Speaking of people not okay, I was... This is a total side note. I wasn't even going to bring it up. But I had tweeted about, like, the Maddie Healy engagement. I was like, yeah, they're a good couple. I was like, but if you don't think the timing about this is whatever, like, you don't know a toxic man.
Mm.
And which I do believe. I believe that the timing of the announcement is funny. Like, well, they got engaged whenever. But as of, like, this week, all these rumors have been swirling. And they're both very online. So they can pretend like they don't know what that there's, like, something happening and whatever. And the first thing I thought of when I saw that, it was, like, was ruining my sparkling summer, the goal. You know, that's all I thought
Facts.
About immediately.
Facts.
I was like, this motherfucker again.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's dumb. So I tweeted that. But I was like, but they're a good couple, whatever. Congrats. And some girl who I don't think is like a real Swiftie. Like, sometimes people will get caught up in my shit and they'll be like, I'm a Swiftie, but this is a little mad. Like, they'll kind of get weird like that.
Mm.
And I'm fine with, you know, obviously the levels of Swiftie, like that's fine. But this girl, here, I'll read it. She said, and I'm saying this only because it's like, cause she's crazy. I went through her thing and she's crazy. as a fellow Swiftie, please get a fucking life and maybe your own relationship. And I was like, Swifties don't talk to each other like this. So I'm no, clocking literally. You as a fake bitch. And then I went on her Twitter and just because I was like, who is this? You know, who, nobody. But every single tweet is criticizing Travis, criticizing the Swifties for being obsessed with Travis, lauding Maddie Healy. And her pretending to like love TTPD still and like love to be a Swiftie. But it's like, you're not though. You're not
that's
a fan.
So weird.
If you talk like that.
Yeah.
Either you say nice things, you say nothing at all.
Yeah.
Like, that's
yeah.
really what it is. Yeah. And that's that. And so it's just kind of crazy. But I think that the like, you know, 1975 fans, the Maddie Healy fans, like all these things, like they're rattled right now. They're so rattled.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Taylor Swift stuff is floating around and everyone's like, it's not about her. And it's like, but what if it is?
Right.
She said, "What if it is? But what if it is?"
I feel sorry for our crossover fans, the 1975 Taylor crossover fans.
I do too.
Because I feel like there's a lot of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. There's definitely a lot of them. I love them.
Love
the
1975.
I love their songs. Like they're great. Whatever. Yeah. And yes, like you know, we'll never talk about this again. But it's because you know he's moved on. He's gone. You know, sell my apartment. You'll have some kids with an internet starlet. Like. She laid out the blueprint for it. Like
literally,
we already know.
Crazy.
And again, it's just it's hard to believe that, or it's hard to pretend like this wouldn't be a topic of conversation. Like, of course it would. And I'm sure they knew that. I'm sure she knew that. I'm sure everything's going on. Whatever. We'll move on. Things will change. Hopefully, we get a big ass announcement. Something going on in Taylor's life. And
yeah.
We just forget all about it.
Please, tomorrow or today, I guess.
Today. Yeah. So keep your eyes peeled, wigs on, noses fastened.
Yep.
And
lipstick up to your cheeks.
Lipstick up to your cheeks.
Yep.
Maybe we'll see you on the other side.
Please.
Do. Wow.
Oh.
That's me.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. That sounds pretty good, right? Oh yeah,
that's
a good
clicking.
Heels walking. Yeah. That's a good one.
Wow, wow. Yeah. Wow, wow.
I think my wow, wow is pretty good.
Baby, let the games begin.
Let the games begin.
Let the games begin.
That's us. That's literally. Us in a couple hours. So keep your eyes peeled on the Taylor Watch Instagram, TikTok.
Yes.
Make sure to subscribe to us everywhere. Yes. Thank you guys so much for everybody who called in or wrote in. We love it.
Yes, we love you guys.
Episodes the most. Hopefully we'll have a little you know, we're gonna be watching live, so we'll be posting our reactions whether something happens or not.
Yeah,
so just pay attention and see what's going on. And until then, we will see you next week.
Love you guys.
Bye.